He's got a good pitch out on the plate and took a hack on it. He got lucky.
John Farrell said it was good that you get a positive response to all the work that you've done in this offseason. It's a heck of a way to start a spring.
No doubt about it. Definitely put some time in and tried to fix some problems. So hopefully start it good and, keep it going.
How do spring trainings generally go for you? I mean, this will be the first time we've seen you at one. Is it a long process to get your swing, or are you locked in early?
Usually I feel pretty good off the bat. Don't take too long, because I'm at the house hitting anyways, and I hit off my high school team, some inter squads, some live pitching. So usually don't take me too long, and then working with the hitting coaches, getting some things ironed out and get everything feeling right. And then it's just all about putting the barrel on the ball.
So you're to the point now where you're feeling entirely comfortable with the tweaking you've done with the kick and everything?
I mean, I wouldn't say entirely. It's still pretty early, but I feel good, I felt confident at the plate. That's all that matters, and I'm seeing the ball good. That's one thing I want to do is just see the ball good. If I'm seeing it good, then my hands will get there.
Is it still a process where you have to think about it a little bit, or is it becoming a bit second nature, the adjustments?
Well, one thing I tried to work with myself on this offseason was not going out there in my bats and changing things. Work on my swing in the cage, work on my swing in BP, but when it gets out there in the game, just see the ball, hit the ball. Like I was talking about earlier, just relax, see the ball, hit it, run it down and catch it. Don't think about nothing that's going on, my mechanics, whatever. Just go out there like I'm 10 years old, having fun, playing a baseball game.